And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. And the uncircumcised man-child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant. Behold, now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. O, let me escape thither, is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And he also had made savory meat, and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, Let my father arise, and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And his soul clave unto Dinah the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel, and spake kindly unto the damsel. And Hamor communed with them, saying, The soul of my son Shechem longeth for your daughter. I pray you, give her him to wife. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni. But his father called him Benjamin. And they said one to another, We are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us. O my soul, come not thou into their secret. Unto their assembly, mine honor, be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread, even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. When thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord, when thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them when thou numberest them. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Every one that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a soul shall sin through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not to be done, and shall do against any of them, and if a soul sin and hear the voice of swearing, and is a witness, whether he hath seen or known of it, if he do not utter it, then he shall bear his iniquity. Or if a soul touch any unclean thing, whether it be a carcass of an unclean beast, or a carcass of unclean cattle, or the carcass of unclean creeping things, and if it be hidden from him, he also shall be unclean and guilty. Or if a soul swear, pronouncing with his lips to do evil or to do good, whatsoever it be that a man shall pronounce with an oath, and it be hid from him, when he knoweth of it, then he shall be guilty in one of these. If a soul commit a trespass and sin through ignorance in the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring for his trespass unto the Lord a ram without blemish out of the flocks, with thy estimation by shekels of silver, after the shekel of the sanctuary for a trespass offering. And if a soul sin and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he wist it not, yet is he guilty and shall bear his iniquity. If a soul sin and commit a trespass against the Lord, and lie unto his neighbor in that which was delivered him to keep, or in fellowship, or in a thing taken away by violence, or hath deceived his neighbor, and if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings be eaten at all on the third day, it shall not be accepted, neither shall it be imputed unto him that offereth it. It shall be an abomination, and the soul that eateth of it shall bear his iniquity. But the soul that eateth of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings that pertain unto the Lord, having his uncleanness upon him, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. Moreover, the soul that shall touch any unclean thing, as the uncleanness of man, or any unclean beast, or any abominable unclean thing, and eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings which pertain unto the Lord, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. For whosoever eateth the fat of the beast, or which men offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, even the soul that eateth it shall be cut off from his people. Whatsoever soul it be that eateth any manner of blood, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, No soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood. And every soul that eateth that which died of itself, or that which was torn with beasts, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger, he shall both wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the even. Then shall he be clean. Therefore every one that eateth it shall bear his iniquity, because he hath profaned the hallowed thing of the Lord. And that soul shall be cut off from among his people. And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits, and after wizards, to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul, and will cut him off from among his people. Say unto them, Whosoever he be of all your seed among your generations, that goeth unto the holy things, which the children of Israel hallow unto the Lord, having his uncleanness upon him, that soul shall be cut off from my presence. I am the Lord. The soul which hath touched any such shall be unclean until even, and shall not eat of the holy things, unless he wash his flesh with water. But if the priest buy any soul with his money, he shall eat of it, and he that is born in his house, they shall eat of his meat. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And if ye shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant, I will destroy your high places, and cut down your images, and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbaths, while she lieth desolate without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity. Because they despise my judgments, and because their soul abhorred my statutes. But the man that is clean, and is not in a journey, and forbeareth to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he brought not the offering of the Lord in his appointed season. That man shall bear his sin. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. And if any soul sin through ignorance, then he shall bring a she-goat of the first year for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for the soul that sinneth ignorantly, when he sinneth by ignorance before the Lord, to make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. But the soul that doeth aught presumptuously, whether he be born in the land or a stranger, the same reproacheth the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. Because he hath despised the word of the Lord, and hath broken his commandment, that soul shall utterly be cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him. Whosoever toucheth the dead body of any man that is dead, and purifieth not himself, defileth the tabernacle of the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from Israel. Because the water of separation was not sprinkled upon him, he shall be unclean. His uncleanness is yet upon him. But the man that shall be unclean, and shall not purify himself, that soul shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he hath defiled the sanctuary of the Lord. The water of separation hath not been sprinkled upon him. He is unclean. And whatsoever the unclean person toucheth shall be unclean, and the soul that toucheth it shall be unclean until even. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, "Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread." If a man vow a vow unto the Lord, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word, he shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. And her father hear her vow, and her bond wherewith she hath bound her soul, and her father shall hold his peace at her. Then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she hath bound her soul shall stand. But if her father disallow her in the day that he heareth, not any of her vows or of her bonds wherewith she hath bound her soul shall stand, and the Lord shall forgive her, because her father disallowed her. And if she had at all an husband when she vowed or uttered aught out of her lips, wherewith she bound her soul, and her husband heard it, and held his peace at her in the day that he heard it, then her vows shall stand, and her bonds wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband disallowed her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her vow which she vowed, and that which she uttered with her lips wherewith she bound her soul of none effect, and the Lord shall forgive her. And if she vowed in her husband's house, or bound her soul by a bond with an oath, and her husband heard it and held his peace at her, and disallowed her not, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband hath utterly made them void on the day he heard them, then whatsoever proceeded out of her lips concerning her vows or concerning the bond of her soul shall not stand. Her husband hath made them void, and the Lord shall forgive her. Every vow and every binding oath to afflict the soul, her husband may establish it, or her husband may make it void, and levy a tribute unto the Lord of the men of war which went out to battle, one soul of 500, both of the persons and of the beeves, and of the asses and of the sheep. Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul? And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. Notwithstanding, thou mayest kill and eat flesh in all thy gates, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. The unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the roebuck, and as of the hart. When the Lord thy God shall enlarge thy border, as he hath promised thee, and thou shalt say, "I will eat flesh, because thy soul longeth to eat flesh," thou mayest eat flesh whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. If the place which the Lord thy God hath chosen to put his name there be too far from thee, then thou shalt kill of thy herd and of thy flock, which the Lord hath given thee, as I have commanded thee, and thou shalt eat in thy gates whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you, to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. If thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, "Let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou, nor thy fathers," and thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul desireth. And thou shalt eat there before the Lord thy God, and thou shalt rejoice, thou and thine household. This day the Lord thy God hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all thy soul, and shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shalt obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children with all thine heart and with all thy soul. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul. But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, which Moses the servant of the Lord charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. The river of Kishon swept them away, that ancient river, the river Kishon. O my soul, thou hast trodden down strength. And they put away the strange gods from among them, and served the Lord. And his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. And she said, O my lord, as thy soul liveth, my lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. And if any man said unto him, Let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thy soul desireth. Then he would answer him, Nay, but thou shalt give it me now, and if not, I will take it by force. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said unto Abner, the captain of the host, Abner, whose son is this youth? And Abner said, As thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant, because he loved him as his own soul. And David sware moreover, and said, Thy father certainly knoweth that I have found grace in thine eyes. And he saith, Let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death. Then said Jonathan unto David, Whatsoever thy soul desireth, I will even do it for thee. And Jonathan caused David to swear again, because he loved him, for he loved him as he loved his own soul. Now therefore, O king, come down according to all the desire of thy soul to come down, and our part shall be to deliver him into the king's hand. Moreover, my father, see, yea, see the skirt of thy robe in my hand, for in that I cut off the skirt of thy robe and killed thee not, know thou and see that there is neither evil nor transgression in mine hand, and I have not sinned against thee, yet thou huntest my soul to take it. Now therefore, my lord, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord hath withholden thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, now let thine enemies, and they that seek evil to my lord, be as Nabal. Yet a man is risen to pursue thee, and to seek thy soul. But the soul of my lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God, and the souls of thine enemies, them shall he sling out, as out of the middle of a sling. Then said Saul, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my soul was precious in thine eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool, and have erred exceedingly. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David answered Rechab and Bena his brother, the sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, and said unto them, As the Lord liveth, who hath redeemed my soul out of all adversity. And David said on that day, Whosoever getteth up to the gutter, and smiteth the Jebusites, and the lame, and the blind, that are hated of David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. Wherefore they said, The blind and the lame shall not come into the house. And Uriah said unto David, The ark And Israel and Judah abide in tents. And my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open fields. Shall I then go into mine house to eat and to drink and to lie with my wife? As thou livest, and as thy soul liveth, I will not do this thing. And the soul of King David longed to go forth unto Absalom, for he was comforted concerning Amnon, seeing he was dead. And the king said, Is not the hand of Joab with thee in all this? And the woman answered and said, As thy soul liveth, my lord the king, none can turn to the right hand or to the left from aught that my lord the king has spoken. For thy servant Joab, he bade me, and he put all these words in the mouth of thine handmaid. The king sware and said, As the Lord liveth, that hath redeemed my soul out of all distress, that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, If thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. And so return unto thee with all their heart, and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. And I will take thee, and thou shalt reign according to all that thy soul desireth, and shalt be king over Israel. And he stretched himself upon the child three times, and cried unto the Lord, and said, O Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And Elijah said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they two went on. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away, and the man of God said, Let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me, and hath not told me. And the mother of the child said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And the king stood by a pillar, and made a covenant before the Lord, to walk after the Lord, and to keep his commandments, and his testimonies, and his statutes, with all their heart and all their soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people stood to the covenant. And like unto him was there no king before him, that turned to the Lord with all his heart, and with all his soul, and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses. Neither after him arose there any like him. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise, therefore, and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built to the name of the Lord. If they return to thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their captivity, whither they have carried them captives, and pray toward their land which thou gavest unto their fathers, and toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house which I have built for thy name, and they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and with all his soul to perform the words of the covenant which are written in this book. Wherefore is light given to him that is in misery and life unto the bitter in soul? The things that my soul refused to touch are as my sorrowful meat. Therefore I will not refrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul, so that my soul chooseth strangling and death rather than my life. Though I were perfect, yet would I not know my soul. I would despise my life. My soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. In whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind. But his flesh upon him shall have pain, and his soul within him shall mourn. I also could speak as ye do. If your soul were in my soul's stead, I could heap up words against you, and shake mine head at you. How long will ye vex my soul, and break me in pieces with words? And another dieth in the bitterness of his soul, and never eateth with pleasure. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. And groaned from out of the city, and the soul of the wounded crieth out. Yet God layeth not folly to them. As God liveth, who hath taken away my judgment? And the Almighty, who hath vexed my soul? For what is the hope of the hypocrite, though he hath gained, when God taketh away his soul? Terrors are turned upon me, they pursue my soul as the wind, and my welfare passeth away as a cloud. And now my soul is poured out upon me, the days of affliction have taken hold upon me. Did not I weep for him that was in trouble? Was not my soul grieved for the poor? Neither have I suffered my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul. He keepeth back his soul from the pit, and his life from perishing by the sword, so that his life abhorreth bread, and his soul dainty meat. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. He will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. Lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. O Lord, let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth, and lay mine honour in the dust. Selah. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to thee, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Psalm of David. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. O, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy. For thou hast considered my trouble, thou hast known my soul in adversities. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul in my belly, soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord, he is our help and our shield. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. To the chief musician, Maskil, for the sons of Korah. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude, I went with them to the house of God, with a voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance. And my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance, and my God. For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah. Though while he lived he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. They gather themselves together, they hide themselves, they mark my steps when they wait for my soul. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? To the chief musician, Eltasketh, Miktam of David, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. To the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. A psalm of David, when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. To the chief musician upon Shoshanim, a psalm of David. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I may draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. O deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor for ever. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. He made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. My soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me? What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Selah. Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself, as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness, as those that have been long dead. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee, as a thirsty land. Selah. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, so shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressors shall eat violence. The soul of the sluggard desireth, and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his ways shall die. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoso provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own soul. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. His neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them, for the Lord will plead their cause and spoil the soul of those that spoil them. lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. If thou sayest, Behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refresheth the soul of his masters. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. The full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. The bloodthirsty hate the upright, but the just seek his soul. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest, yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Whoso is partner with a thief hateth his own soul. He heareth cursing, and bewrayeth it not. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother, yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches, neither, saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity, yea, it is a sore travail. A man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth, yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity, and it is an evil disease. If a man beget 100 children, and live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his soul be not filled with good, and also that he have no burial, I say that an untimely birth is better than he. Which yet my soul seeketh, but I find not. One man among 1,000 have I found, but a woman among all those have I not found. Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? By night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets, and in the broad ways I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him, and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house, and into the chamber of her that conceived me. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Or ever I was aware, my soul made me like the chariot of Amminadab. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. The show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin is Sodom, they hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves, and shall consume the glory of his forest, and of his fruitful field, both soul and body. And they shall be as when a standard-bearer fainteth. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. It shall even be as when an hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty. Or as when a thirsty man dreameth, and behold, he drinketh, but he awaketh, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. So shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against Mount Zion. For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity, to practice hypocrisy and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. What shall I say? He hath both spoken unto me, and himself hath done it. I shall boast softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness. But thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He feedeth on ashes. A deceived heart hath turned him aside, that he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, Is there not a lie in my right hand? But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, Bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground, and as the street, to them that went over. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, yet put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure, and exact all your labors. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, and an acceptable day to the Lord? And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation, he hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb, as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation, as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense, as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, surely thou hast greatly deceived this people and Jerusalem, saying, Ye shall have peace, whereas the sword reacheth unto the soul. My bowels, I am pained at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. For I have heard a voice as of a woman in travail, and the anguish, as of her that bringeth forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion that bewaileth herself, that spreadeth her hands, saying, Woe is me now, for my soul is wearied because of murderers. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord, and shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolate, a land not inhabited. Shall I not visit them for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? I have forsaken mine house, I have left mine heritage, I have given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of her enemies. But if he will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and mine eyes shall weep sore, and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. Hast thou utterly rejected Judah? Hath I so loathed Zion? Why hast thou smitten us, and there is no healing for us? We looked for peace, and there is no good, and for the time of healing, and behold trouble. Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have digged a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them, and to turn away thy wrath from them. Sing unto the Lord, praise ye the Lord, for he hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of evildoers. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord for wheat, and for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock and of the herd. And their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. So Zedekiah the king sware secretly unto Jeremiah, saying, As the Lord liveth, that made us this soul, I will not put thee to death, neither will I give thee into the hand of these men that seek thy life. Then said Jeremiah unto Zedekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, If thou wilt assuredly go forth unto the king of Babylon's princes, then thy soul shall live, and this city shall not be burned with fire, and thou shalt live and thine house. But Jeremiah said, They shall not deliver thee. Obey, I beseech thee, the voice of the Lord which I speak unto thee, so it shall be well unto thee, and thy soul shall live. And I will bring Israel again to his habitation, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Lord. All her people sigh, they seek bread. They have given their pleasant things for me to relieve the soul. See, O Lord, and consider, for I am become vile. For these things I weep. Mine eye runneth down with water, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. My children are desolate, because the enemy prevailed. They say to their mothers, Where is corn and wine? When they swooned as the wounded in the streets of the city, when their soul was poured out into their mother's bosom. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forget prosperity. My soul hath them still in remembrance, and is humbled in me. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul, thou hast redeemed my life. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man, that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, my soul hath not been polluted. For from my youth up, even till now, have I not eaten of that which dieth of itself, or is torn in pieces. Neither came there abominable flesh into my mouth. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father, neither shall the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. Speak unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the excellency of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pitieth, and your sons and your daughters whom ye have left shall fall by the sword. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. They shall not offer wine offerings to the Lord, neither shall they be pleasing unto him. Their sacrifices shall be unto them as the bread of mourners. All that eat thereof shall be polluted. For their bread for their soul shall not come into the house of the Lord. The waters compassed me about even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. And my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Woe is me, for I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desired the first ripe fruit. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house by cutting off many people, and hast sinned against thy soul. 3 shepherds also I cut off in 1 month, and my soul loathed them, and their soul also abhorred me,
him which killed the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not 2 sparrows? Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. For what is a man profited, if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the soul and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my soul, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this cause came I unto this hour. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. And so it is written, The first man Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul, that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow,
and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all.